that the Atomic Energy Commission was not an agency that characteristically had any manner of jurisdiction over aircraft and pilot projects, their business was nuclear bombs and atomic energy, speaks to the shadowy shell game aspect of Black World operations at Area 51. If you move a clandestine, highly controversial project into a classified agency that does not logically have anything to do with such a program, the chances of anyone looking for it there are slim. For more than 60 years, no one has thought of looking at the Atomic Energy Commission to solve the riddle of Area 51. In 1955, when the Central Intelligence Agency arrived at Area 51, its men brought with them the U.S. Air Force as a partner in the nation's first peacetime aerial espionage program. Several other key organizations had a vested interest in the spy plane project and were therefore briefed on Area 51's existence and knew that the CIA and Air Force were working in partnership there. Agencies included NACA, the National Advisory Committee for Aeronautics, NASA's forerunner, and the Navy, both of which provided cover stories to explain airplanes flying in and out of a military base that didn't officially exist. The National Photographic Interpretation Center, NPIC, the agency that would interpret the photographs the U-2 collected on spy missions abroad, was also informed about the area. From 1955 until the late 1980s, these federal agencies, as well as several other clandestine government organizations born in the interim, including the National Reconnaissance Office, NRO, the National Security Agency, NSA, and the Defense Intelligence Agency, DIA, all worked together behind a barrier of secrecy on Area 51 programs. But very few individuals outside of an elite group of federal employees and Black World contractors with top secret clearances had confirmation that the secret base really was there until November of 1989. That is when a soft-spoken, bespectacled, 30-year-old native Floridian named Robert Scott Lazar appeared on Eyewitness News in Las Vegas with an investigative reporter named George Knapp.